Blog Talk Radio.
You look to heaven tonight and just say this. Say you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Tell them you're amazing.
You're amazing.
God bless you. I'm Roderick Owensby. I'm here with my queen, Katrina Owensby.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
This event will be held at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphus Street, 46901. Pastor M.L. Hall, Jr., which will be host and speaker on Friday night at 7 p.m. Listen to this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If greatness can be achieved, then excellence is even better. Everything that we say and do, we want it to be Christ-like.
On that Saturday night at 7 p.m., the pastor of Truth Gospel Tabernacle here in Kokomo, Indiana, none other than William Price, Jr. Listen to this.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm being conformed, being transformed at the same time. My mind is being renewed. Listen to this. I hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
And on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., my husband, Senior Apostle and Prophet of the Gathering Ministries, will bring a profound word from heaven. God is going to release an awesome word. At 14 years of age, on June 25th, 1978, my husband began his ministry under Bishop M.L. Hall, Sr., and now his time has come. Listen to this.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. But see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. But whatever he does, I trust.
faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust.
How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Well, God bless you. I am so happy that you've tuned into Prophecy Alive. Oh, my soul, rejoice. I thank God. As today, me and my queen, we were praying in the spirit. God got us up early this morning, and we've been fired up and praying for the nations and for our president and for this earth. And we know that it's not over because God has many things that he will not allow the enemy to get the glory. The glory of the Lord shall fill this earth. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men, in the book of Joel, your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. I'm telling you by the Spirit of God that I pray right now that God would do that which seems to man impossible, but with God all things are possible. Father, I lift you up in Jesus' name. I lift you up, God. I thank you for what you're doing and what you revealed to me and my Queen Katrina early this morning. God, this is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We give you all the glory, all the honor that is due you. We take no credit unto ourselves, for we can do nothing without you. Jesus, without you, we abide in the vine. We cannot make it outside the vine. Oh, God, and you are the source of our lives. You are the source of our supply and our strength. And I thank God for what you are doing in the nations of the earth. Every continent, every country, every village, every valley, the high places and the low places, stretch out your hand and look upon the enemy as the enemy has threatened. But I give you praise that you have given us authority and power over all the power, absolutely all of the power of the enemy, and every tongue that rises against your people. Oh, we condemn. We condemn words of death. We condemn words of failure. Oh, we condemn words of debt and words that of sickness. We condemn every tongue, words of racism and hatred, all the way, God, even in the government, even to the church. Oh, God, we condemn years of stereotypes of all people and all races. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the races. You said that your house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. And God, we pray and we condemn every tongue that have risen up against your people. For Revelation tells us that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. We say stop. And we condemn. And Lord, we speak life. Mm-hmm. Somebody right now, the Spirit of God is on you. The power of God is on you right now. Right now. I see it. Right now, somebody is right now speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God is on you right now. I can see it in the Spirit. There is a praise that's on the inside of you. And I mean you are giving God the praise. Go ahead, everyone, right now, just give God the praise. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for being our source of life, our bread. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest. You are Yeshua, mighty God. Jesus, you are the Lord of the harvest. I give you praise. I thank you that you are over the harvest. Not a pastor, not an apostle, not a prophet, not an evangelist, not a teacher. You are the Lord of the harvest. And we give you praise for your lordship. And Lord, you said you will send pastors that will feed the people you, that will feed them Jesus, not a religious Jesus, not a denominational Jesus, but life Jesus. And we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Touch the fivefold ministry across this nation. Touch every pastor, every evangelist, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher. Touch and strengthen the body. Oh, God, strengthen the body worldwide. We thank you, Lord, for love. We thank you for other sheep that are not of this fold. We thank you, Lord, that you love all of us. Let there be no schisms. Let there be unity. You pray that we be one. And I pray that same prayer. I thank you, Lord, for the oneness, oh God, that you are giving the people of God in Jesus' name. Thank you for our friends and our partners. Thank you for this broadcast. We give you the glory. Everything that is done here on Prophecy Alive is to no credit to me or my queen. It's to the glory of God. I thank you for true friends that you are sending, anointed lights, people that are watchers, not just people who will pray, but people that will watch. Thank you, Lord, that you have kept your word to me and my queen. You said you would do it, and you're doing it. And Lord, let us be faithful to you. Heal sick bodies. Heal. Set free. People that are in pain, may it stop now. Someone right now, you're having a terrible headache. Mm-hmm. I don't know what area you're in, but I'm seeing you. After a while, I thank you, Lord, for what you're showing me. Now, this migraine headache has bothered you for years. You're free indeed in the name of Jesus. Healing goes through that body. Your circulation, your oxygen increases by the power of God. And God's touching you, woman. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even a toothache, God is recreating the mouth right now. Healing takes place now. Oh, I thank God for what I see. Well, I thank you for calling 347-539-5173. We're going to be sharing the word of God. And then we're going right to the phones. We're going to be talking about our opening, the launching of the Gathering Ministries. I cannot wait to share. We got different pastors going to be calling in. We're going to be giving you information concerning this launching of the vision of the Lord that he's given us. And you don't want to miss that. So get out your pen and papers and get ready to write things down. You that are in the different states, you that are coming this March 28th through the 30th, you're going to be blessed by the word of the Lord. And I just say blessings to all fivefold ministry gifts. God is doing a great thing, and God is prospering his people with complete joy in the Holy Ghost. And we're going to be sharing the invitation on Friday, March 28th, Saturday, March 29th, and Sunday, the climax, March 30th, 2014, this month, and the launching of the Gathering Ministry. So we're going to be talking about that and where it's going to be at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphos, that's D-E-L-P-H-O-S, Street, here in Kokomo, Indiana. Zip code is 46901. And you can also go to www.mapquest.com or www.beingmaps, that's B-I-N-G-M-A-P-S, one word, beingmaps.com. And you can Google that and lead you straight there. Praise God. And then we have some lodging accommodations. We're going to be giving that information out. God bless you. And just stay with us during this broadcast. We usually go 90 minutes, sometimes 2 hours. But the presence of God is so strong. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to go directly to the phones. Be patient, our dear partners and friends. I also would like to say in the beginning of this broadcast, many of you, God has been touching you for your blessing and your support. Feel free to ascend that by sending to Prophecy Alive. That's P.O. Box 2631. That's here in Kokomo, Indiana. And that's 46904. That's P.O. Box 2631. And that's Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. That's the P.O. Box, Prophecy Alive. And other information, you can have an offline number if you want to reach me. God has spoken to your spirit. Oh, we have been receiving some dynamic words, and God has spoken to your spirit. Feel free to get a hold of me at 317-832-0131, 317-832-0131. We thank God for you. I'm going to read this, and God put this in my spirit. It's the book of Hosea, chapter 4, and I'm going to read verse 6, and we're going right to the phones. But I want you to hear this. And you know, God's people, it says in verse 6 and 1, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What is the lack of knowledge? Because it says, you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. That you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law. And as we know now, the grace of God through Jesus, the law of your God, I will also forget your children. We don't want to forget God in everything that we do. We want to put God in it. Our marriages, our homes, our lives, our jobs, our decision, our finances. Verse 7 says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. We cannot afford that. God is moving. He's raising up a new caliber of ministry. Don't get complacent in your blessings. They're here. They're coming. I see God loosing so much miracle money. It's God's money. It's not our money. Miracle money. I see so many automobiles, so many promotions on the job. Financial miracles are taking place. That's why God told me to be faithful to the function of my apostleship as the prophet of the Lord. And thank God I'm not the only one, but he told me what to do and not to profane the offerings and tithing and offerings, but to teach God's people by mystery and revelation concerning these things. So we will not be like a worldly system when it comes to money, but this is a holy situation here. It's a holy thing. And so the verse 7 says in Hosea chapter 4, as they were increased, they sinned against me. So when God blesses you, blesses us, let us know that when we increase financially, we still decrease in our flesh. We don't want to think that we're something more than friends of God. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples by the love that you have toward one another. So let's not sin against God. And we don't want God to change the glory into shame. Okay? God says you increased. And that's not only talking about finances. People are living longer. I'm going to increase your lineage. I'm going to increase your years. We can't just think increase means money. Praise God. Increase means age. Yes. Memory. Health. Praise God. He will also increase us economically, but we do not want to sin against God. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. See, we don't want to do like the priest who ate the sin offerings instead of offering it as a burnt offering. It was a sin offering, but instead of offering it as a burnt offering, they ate it up. Now listen, even as they have done this, God is saying, let's not sin against God's ordinances, God's ways. Verse 9, and there shall be like people, listen, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings, like people, like priests. The people were one in guilt, and they were one in sin. And so God was just in punishing them because they were sinning like the priest. You know, if someone is teaching you wrong, I don't care what office they walk in, even spiritual office. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We want to make sure we're following Christ. Praise God. I wanted to give you that and bless you with that. And I encourage everyone, let's follow Christ. Praise God. I'm going to go to a 678 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. Praise God. I have a 985 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Praise God.
I was just calling to desire prayer for my twins. One of them is running a fever, and he's been very cranky and, extremely hot. And the other one isn't really running a fever yet, but she's getting there.
Father, right now we thank you for the children. I thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. And in the Word of God, and you've healed people of many sicknesses and many diseases. And we decree right now that you would touch and that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Even right now, I can see the hand of God moving right now upon the child. I know you believe God. Hallelujah. 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 I can feel the presence of God moving right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Right now. I can see the fever is going down right
Thank
now.
You, Lord.
Yes, right now. Is the baby by you?
He's in there with his dad asleep.
Okay. We send that word right. No, leave him be.
Okay.
Point your hand towards the room where the baby is.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the miracle.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I give you praise. I just begin to see like a thermometer, and I've seen the fever just going down in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is raising you, Deidre. He's raising you very fast in the spirit. And God wants you to be watchful and aware of how Satan has tried to frustrate you in the past. Begin to meditate on that and then get a cap on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because he's not going to be successful. You are a prosperous woman, you and your husband, you and your children. I see great spiritual, even financial prosperity. You in your time of harvest.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless. Stay on because we're going to be talking about the launching, and we're going to be making preparations, so stay with us, and God bless you. Anything else?
I just have one more thing about the launching. I just want you to pray that God will allow me and my friend to walk on, you know, step out on faith to, you know, that our finances and everything will be in order for the launching so we'll be able to attend.
I touch and agree with you, and I know I have confidence that God will even cause people to be a blessing to you during this time.
And
you may get a surprise. I kind of feel it. I feel a supernatural surprise for you and your friend.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you be bold with I believe. I want you to say something. What do you want God to do for you?
Bless me with a house. Bless me with a job. Just bless my family. Give us
say
a
I
close
got
walk.
It. Say I
got
it.
I got it.
You got to prophesy. You got to listen. Let me tell you how, let me tell you what the enemy doesn't want God's people to do. You got to be bold. Woman of God, you got to say, bless God in your own way. I am full of financial grace. I am full of everything I desire. God's word said, whatsoever things I desire, when I pray, believe that I receive them. And I believe I have received. And you go to naming off what you believe you receive.
Amen.
Do it now.
I believe, God, that I receive this house. I believe, God, for a financial blessing. I believe that I'm going to have strength in my family. Give me wisdom. I believe for knowledge, understanding, power, strength, God. I believe, God, that it's mine, God. Everything I desire, God, is mine. Everything you want me to have, God, I believe that it's mine in the name of Jesus.
There you go. And listen. When you say that, how did you get saved? You did a Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus, right?
With thy mouth. Yes, sir.
And believe in your heart,
believe
right?
Believe in their heart. Amen.
That God raised Jesus from the dead. You were saved, right?
Yes, sir.
That's how you get your miracles, too.
Yes,
you get it? See, we get saved.
Yes, sir.
We get saved, and then we, you know, we got to continue to confess. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I'll be talking to you. Stay online, okay?
God bless you, and hello to Miss Katrina.
I surely will.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hallelujah. I'll be right back to take other calls.
I would never allow any human being to be an issue with me.
Amen. You better pray. That's good.
You know why? Because if I allow you to be an issue, then I made you my God.
That's a mouthful right there.
Wow.
You can always tell the sin of a person because it's their gossip.
Come on, I like that.
You don't need a revelation. You don't even need to be deep. If a person always talking about folks that got caught up in adultery, they're in it.
That's right.
I told somebody one time, if you want to get a guilty verdict, go to the church. Take them to court. They know how to say,
get
it!
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Win, no matter what. Focus on my grind and I'll never get enough.
I'm going to try the 678 area code now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Thank you, Papa. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Thank you. A friend told me to call you. You give me some wisdom. Do I need get to know about?
Okay. Someone told you to call in. Well, I thank God for you. Let's pray first. Father, I thank God for this. I thank you, Lord, for this young man. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father.
I thank you, Lord, that he's calling in by faith.
Yes.
He's trusting in you.
Yes, Lord.
And I give you the praise for his heart, and for his mind, and for his spirit.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Young man, what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert. Talk to me. I sense the spirit of counsel on me for you. What areas you need wisdom in?
I need wisdom in. I know I've been married for so long. We've been separated. I'm trying to basically get my divorce. And I still was a young lady that I really care for, but I don't know do she really want to be me or not. She give me mixed signals all the time.
Okay. So you're with someone now. You're between marriages, and you're with someone else now.
Yes, I won't get my marriage, but every time I try to get it, something come up, I help other people out. That will hinder me in my relationship, in my problem today. I want to do the right thing, not hear everything now.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to talk to you offline because I need to have that time with you. I need you to write down this number. Do you have my offline number?
No, sir.
Write this down because I'm going to spend a little time with you, and I want to treat you with special care. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready, sir.
317.
317.
832.
832.
01.
01.
31.
31.
And that's Roderick, R-O-D.
O-D.
No, R-O-D.
R-O-D.
R-I-C-K.
R-I-C-K.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you offline because then I want to share some things with you that I need to share just with you. You understand, right?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. We're going to be talking about the opening of our ministry. You feel free to stay on the line and hear it. And we usually get off the air at 9:30 or 10. But you make sure that you send me a text with your name on it, okay? And then I'll give you a call when I'm done, because I don't know exactly how the Lord is going to move. Let me pray for you. Father, your word declares, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And God, as we ask you for the wisdom on this young man's life, we thank you for his life in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the salvation, the power of God on his life right now. Young man, Robert, have you given your heart to Jesus?
Yes, sir.
You've given your heart to Jesus. I'm going to believe. Where are you in your relationship with God?
I'm fully with God. God brings us everything. Like I sit down, like I see things come down, he brings my life to lift me up, make me feel good.
Praise God. And you're praying and you're seeking God, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Me and you going to talk. Me and you going to talk. So make sure you send me a text with your name, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Okay. Love you. I'll be talking to you this evening.
Okay.
We got to share, okay? I'm looking forward to you and I. God bless you, Robert.
Okay. Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you, man. Peace.
Okay. All right.
Hallelujah. That's so special in my heart. There's so much I see, and I want to spend that time with Robert. Whew. All of the prophets begin to pray now. I sense a great move of the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray now. Yes. You, 5-4 ministry, you begin to pray. We need a strong intercessory going on right now as you all pray with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Robert. Thank you for a miracle. In Jesus' name. I have a 985. I'm coming to you now. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
We good. This is Shakita and Gregory.
Shakita and Gregory. I wish I had a hand clap audience so I could play it. I have that somewhere. Praise God.
I forgot he's awake.
Greg. Man, what's up, Greg?
What's up, Todd?
I know you're... Go ahead.
Just Todd.
I know you're a hardworking man. You man to love his family. A great couple. My queen, Katrina, and I, we fun of these young couples that are with us. What's on y'all's spirit? Talk to our audience. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, tonight we want to pray for a closeness with our family coming together, and we walking on faith on getting a home and a new ride. And of course, I'm back in school, so I'm praying for wisdom and I'll be successful in it, because I know I am, because I believe God's gonna get me through this.
Yes.
And my husband and you want to talk for yourself?
You said it wrong.
Gregory, she's doing so good, isn't she?
I haven't said that. I just want to bless my mom to get a little better, my older sister, and just keep praying for me to find me a successful job besides this one. I can get ready for my house, my new ride, and hopefully for this new child.
You know what? We have a right to believe God for those things. And as I hear joy out of you all, you listen, I decree to you both right now that I hear granted. That's what I hear.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And look, I'm like y'all. I'm giving God the glory, because he is the one that said granted. It's because of your faith. You are a couple of faith. And you know what God will do? He's making an example through your marriage.
Yes,
of a
yes.
married couple. You see, it's something about when a man and a woman are one and they
yes.
really become spiritually one and they spend that time in the Word of God, they spend that time mm-hmm. in prayer. Listen,
yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
The promises of God can be fulfilled when a man and woman put their eyes on God, and you all have chosen to do this, and God would not
yes.
withhold any good thing from you. And I'm laughing because I see you all. Oh, God. Y'all watch out for it. Watch out for it. I want y'all to say this, doors.
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 That's what the Holy Spirit just said to me, doors.
Thank
God
you.
Said,
Thank
if you would Lord. If you would prosper in your spiritual walk with God, he will continually bless him. The more you prosper spiritually, it's the more you'll prosper financially and even in your body, your health. Thank God, Gregory, for your mother. I thank God for the miracle that is taking place in the lives of both of you all, parents, grandparents, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God.
Praise him.
How you been doing?
Let me tell you something, Greg. Let me see. That sound means something. I'm just going to be myself. Praise God. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Okay.
This is Prophecy Alive, and we are alive. Hallelujah. You know what, Gregory? I've been doing good. God is so good. Listen. Marriage is a revelation of Christ and the church. And every time I think about these couples that God is ushering in, we are, as men, Greg, we are going to lead. We're going to lead these young men back to God, aren't we?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, God put something in my spirit. I'm going to release it at the perfect time. We are going to see the greatest male revival that the world has ever seen.
Oh, praise God.
God showed me. We're going to see, there are those, believe it or not, who want people to fail. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Me and my queen was sharing with your queen earlier. Satan accuses. And if you look on television, there's a group of people that spend every day accusing others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to say no name. Getting rich off of it.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, and let me tell you what that is. Listen, you can't serve the devil that good and not be his child.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
I pray for repentance in the White House.
Thank you, Lord. Repentance. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Greg.
I just want to thank my family for being behind me through all my sickness. And I've been clean a year and a week now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, go ahead and speak about that and testify about that and then speak to young men. Go ahead, Greg.
I just want to tell you young men out there, it is a great God out there. I believe in him because he sure helped me because I've been down for 12 years of messing with these drugs, drinking, but he changed my life around to be a better dad, a better father, a better deacon. I'm a good father to my kids. My kids love me since I'm not drinking anymore. But I want just to say there's a good God out there. So if you go down the right path, you shall see the good things that he got for you in the run.
Oh, Greg. Father, I thank you for Greg. Go ahead, Chiquita. That was awesome.
I just want to add to that. I am very grateful, and I know nobody but God did that I mean, I couldn't just say it's time to get clean because I tried. He had to want it for himself, and he had to put God first. And when he accepted God in his life, tremendous things happened. He's changed. He's clean. He got his respect back, and we're on the right path. And God is really opening doors because now we as one, we are united as one, and we just moving forward through God because we learned to acknowledge him and not to lean to our own understanding.
Do y'all know what I feel like doing right now?
What's that?
I feel like doing cartwheels and just rolling out this office. And just I'm so excited about this. Ladies and gentlemen, are there men out there and you're listening to this broadcast? Listen now. And you're listening to this and you're saying, that sounds like me. Men, I'm talking to you of all races. All races. I'm talking to men. And you know that you have ran from God. I'm not talking about running from the church. I'm talking from your relationship with God. I'm not talking about running from some preacher. Running from God. I'm saying through the testimony of this couple, my God, if you are on drugs, listen, we're transparent here on Prophecy Alive. If you hung out on drugs, I don't care what it is, I double dare you to call 347-539-5173. And I promise you that God will set you free.
Yes,
and when you call that number, press 1. We will pray for you, and that spirit of addiction will leave you. I don't care what it is. If you are a man and you are involved with same-sex relationship, I don't condemn you. I love you. I love you. I dare you to call in. I feel the glory of God. I dare you to call in. The power of God will come on you. Listen, you're no worse. You're no worse than a gossiping, evil, mean Christian.
You're no worse
than somebody singing every Sunday but raising hell on Monday. There is no difference.
Now.
I'm going to preach this thing. There's no difference between a liar and a homosexual.
That's right.
So don't you feel bad.
Amen.
You woman, you may be involved with same-sex relationship. Me and my queen, we deal with this. We love you. Me and this couple, Shakita and Greg, we love you. People on Prophecy Alive, we love you. Don't you feel bad? And listen, don't justify it neither. Don't say, well, those hypocrites in church ain't no better than me, because then you still a child of God. You know what people go wrong? They say, well, I don't claim to be saved, so no, baby, whether you claim to be saved or not, you're still a child of God. You still have breath in your body. And the Bible says that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. You still belong to God. You said, I'm not a hypocrite in church. Listen, the sinner is the worst hypocrite, because God didn't make you to be a sinner.
Hear
what I'm saying. Listen, what I'm saying, I'm giving you wisdom. The sinner is just as much of a hypocrite as the saint, because both are children of God.
Yes, Lord.
You call me and let us love on you, God. Praise God. Praise y'all blessed. Y'all blessed the broadcast. I thank God. Anything else, Shakita and Gregory?
Anything else? Well, I do want to say a prayer for my godmother. She's in Michigan right now, Saginaw, Michigan, and she's not feeling herself right now because she's her body is always aching, and I just want to just uplift her in prayer.
Father, right now, we've been to Saginaw, Michigan. We have great friends there. The Jackson family, oh God, Pastor Jackson, lovely queen, and different ones we met there. We ask, oh God, that you would touch in the name of Jesus, that you would touch this woman. Okay, God, I see it. God is going to, her bodily fluids are not balanced. Okay. I feel God. Her bodily fluids are not balanced, and the Lord said he's going to balance the sugar in her blood, and God's going to give her new health right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's like the enemy's trying to bother her bones.
Yes.
Healing goes to her right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm looking for good news from her. We give God all the glory.
Yes, Lord. And one more person. My sister, the ones with cancer, that's in Houston, Texas, at MD Anderson.
Father, go ahead.
I was going to say I wanted to lift her up. Right.
Oh, yeah. We touch and agree together, all of us, and we thank God for this dear sister.
Yes,
she's a sister of ours in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lord, go to that hospital.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you for one angel to visit her today.
Mm-hmm.
Touch her bones. I've seen you heal cancer. I've seen it being spit up in a revival. I've seen
Lord.
It, Lord, and I still see it today.
Mm.
Heal her now.
Heal her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord.
Raise her up from the dead.
Raise her up, Lord.
And we curse that sickness, and we command the body of Jesus that was broken for her body to be applied to her body that has taken her place right now.
Yes.
We call her body Jesus. We call her body the resurrected Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we will glorify you, Lord.
Yes,
now go ahead and get up. What's her first name?
April.
April, get up from that bed. Y'all let me
get
talk
up,
for you. Yeah, y'all help me. April, get up from that bed of
April,
affliction.
April, get up. April, get up.
Get up,
be healed, April.
From Christ is ready. Be healed,
yeah.
April.
Go ahead.
Be healed.
Be healed, April.
Be healed, April.
Cancer,
April.
We curse you.
Yes, Lord.
And we command you to get off of that body.
Get off her body.
Get off
her. Get off.
Don't grow anymore.
Don't grow anymore.
Grow more.
In
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I feel a miracle.
Praise him. Yes, Lord.
I feel a miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a sister that I want to call her. She was in a revival. And I want to see if I can get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
God healed her of
cancer.
So y'all hold on. I'm looking. I'm going to call.
Okay.
Stand by. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Because I feel something. She was in a revival. And I was in a revival, and God began to show me something. And I spoke to her sister. And I'll let them tell it. Because I like God to get all the praise.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Y'all stand by, okay?
Okay.
Stand by.
All right.
Give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. I love this. I'm dialing her number
now. I love it too. Yes.
I can't wait to meet you. We said we try to come down there.
You know what? Y'all make me cry if y'all do. I know you're coming. I ain't even worried about it.
We working on it.
The
we know
God
will make a way.
Person you're calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience this
Don't worry
cause.
About it. I got a bunch of ways I could do this. Okay. I got another way.
Okay.
I don't mind. This is Prophecy Alive. This is what we do.
Amen. Amen.
We take time out for people. Okay, here it is. Okay. Thank God for technology. Okay. I'm going to Facebook. And I
okay.
Hallelujah. If I can't get her one way, I'll get her another
I'll get
way.
Another. I thought that's right.
Mm-hmm. Almost there. So tell me the experience that you all been having since this transformation has taken
First of all, we've been getting a lot of more respect. People is like they can see his light shining through us now. And really, like, more respect. Doors are opening. I'm with the school when I thought I couldn't get back in school. I'm in school. I really believe my husband about to get a promotion. His boss respects him. My children are more, they are happy. The parents are back together under one roof, and their grades improving. They smiling more. They're more happy.
I'm more happy.
It's just a blessing. It really is a blessing.
Hallelujah. And so people are seeing the light.
They seeing the light. Seeing the light.
Awesome. Go ahead. Y'all talk while I work here. I'm working on something.
You working on something?
Yeah, we're looking forward to come up there. I'm trying to get the little fun together so we can come up there and enjoy the three nights.
Y'all have us sitting up here. I'm just smiling from ear to ear. You know,
out. It's
like we've been knowing each other for years, isn't it?
It feels like that. Yes, it does. It feels like that.
That's how God does, though. He really?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, gotcha. Now, this is the sister. Got
him.
Yes. One second. Give it the number.
Okay.
You that are standing by, pray with us because I'm still dealing with, this is your mother in the hospital, right? Or your, Chiquita?
That's my sister that's in the hospital.
Your
and
sister.
And my godmother. Yeah. That's the one that's in Texas. At MD Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be getting a call very shortly.
Okay. She had a bad episode, coughing up a lot of blood yesterday. And, you know, they trying to do a stem cell transplant, but she keep losing so much blood. So it's like every other day they're giving her more blood, but they don't know where the blood is going. And so yesterday she was end up throwing it up, spitting it up, trying to say it a nice way.
Wow. And when did this happen? When did this happen?
That happened yesterday. And she called me yesterday morning. As I was leaving school, she called and she was telling me. She said it's just a rough life right now. It's rough. Told her to give it to God. And I told her, by his stripes, you already healed. But you have to believe. You have to believe.
Wow.
So she was just, I believe. She said she believes. I believe she believes.
And April is holding on.
She's holding on.
I would love to get her on the phone. I'm going to receive a call here from a woman of God that God really granted a miracle. This is going to bless you, our partners and friends. And
yes, Lord.
When she calls, I'm going to... this is worth the wait.
Oh, it is. I bet. I bet. Greg wanted to say a prayer for his older brother to change his life so that Satan won't take him, because I believe Satan really snatched him. So we're praying for deliverance. We want to pray for deliverance for him.
What's his name?
Gannon.
Johnny, and he needs a miracle.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Johnny. He's your child. You made him.
Yes.
You made him, and you know how to deliver him.
Yes.
Now, we know you hear us when we pray, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's why we pray, because we know you hear us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, touch Johnny this hour. Not tomorrow. Not yet. We ask it for this hour.
Yes, Lord.
We put a demand on the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for Holy Ghost conviction. Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh. Yes, Lord.
I felt that.
Yes.
That pride must come down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God's destroying that spirit of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Johnny, wake up and come to your senses like the prodigal
son.
Wake up right now. You come to your senses, and we command you to cry out to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We speak by faith that you are crying out to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And we expect a miracle. Y'all keep me up to date on Johnny.
Okay.
It doesn't take a long time. It takes speaking the word. Okay, I'm going to be getting a call soon from a young lady, anointed woman of God. Now, she'll tell you the testimony. And it's going to bless you. We're still dealing with April. God's working a miracle for April right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to believe God to speak with her.
Yes. Yes. Touch the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's just it. Yes.
Okay. This number is getting ready to come in.
Okay.
Stand by. Y'all hold on. I'm going to be right back, okay?
All right.
Stand by.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
That answer did you pass last night was meant to save your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain. Right. When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but.
There ain't nothing left to do.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank you, Isaac.
Hello?
Chiquita?
Yes, I'm here.
While we are waiting on that call, I got word that you'll be calling in. I'm looking for the area code. It is actually very full, so we're going to take some other calls,
okay.
And that way so you all stay on, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, stand by. When this sister call, I'm going to bring you guys back in. Let me take some more calls in the meantime, okay? Okay, praise God.
Okay.
They're such a blessing. I thank God for that couple. Let me get to another caller. I have an 831 area code.
Unmuted.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Is this my brother?
This my brother?
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. You're on Prophecy
Alive.
You're
on Prophecy Alive.
Okay, I have some type of echo going on here. Let me keep going and see. I'm going to go to a 504 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you too, Prophet. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? This
I am
be
fantastic. Of course.
Oh, you guys are so much joy to me and my queen. How are you today?
I am wonderful, wonderful, and blessed. I was calling to let you and your queen know. I know she's probably listening tonight. That me and Deidre are claiming that we're going to make it, and we are praying and trying to do everything possible that we can make it down to see y'all for revival and a big event. And we just that God is going to work it out for us to make it down.
You know what? That's so much joy. Father, right now, you know the love that you've given and you put in our hearts. And this is a fellowship that goes beyond denomination and beyond church. This is a covenant relationship. And I pray for Sabrina and Deidre that they are here by the power of God. They are here, and I see them here, and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Girl, I'm excited. I already know you're here.
Yes. We're having faith and we're claiming it. So we're trying to get everything in order so we don't have, the devil don't put any bumps in our way. We're not even thinking in a negative thought. We're thinking positive all the way through.
That's what I love. And you know what? My queen had a dream about two young ladies coming. Now, this is before we met you all. And she said they just laughed all the time. So when we were there in Hammond, I said, baby, they laugh all the time. But we love it. I thank God for it. God is enriching the relationship with Christ, isn't he, in your life? You're at a place you've never been. I sense that.
Mm-hmm. And I actually just text Vita. She said, speak tonight? And I said, yeah. And I was telling her, mentioning different things I'm going to say. And I actually texted her and told her that I was going to let you know I worry a whole lot less. And I ask God for, like, difficult things that may come or I feel like I can't do something. I just say, please, God, just let me get through it. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. And I don't worry as much because Miss Katrina always say, you need to stop worrying all the time. And I don't even tell her.
That's
I'd be
her.
Worrying.
That's her.
And I honestly, you know, little things may cross my mind, like, oh, I'm going to be late for work or something. But to worry and think about things like I normally do, I don't really, you know, do it anymore. And I just, you know, I'm just so glad. And I told her I was going to mention this to you tonight.
And I'm going to tell on you, too. I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is.
Please let her know.
You know, the key to your victory, God has given you such a joyous personality. And I'm sure the enemy tried to do everything to stop your joy.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't.
Oh, no.
And see, that's your faith. That's your faith. I'm excited for you, Sabrina.
Me too.
I'm excited for you.
I give God all the glory because I always say, yes, God, let me get there. Thank you. And I tell him thank you more often. And, you know, I give myself, you know, a pat on the back. I normally didn't do that. And, when something difficult comes, I just say, I know God's going to let me get there. I know I'm going to get there, whether it's my exercising or work or I forgot to take my medicine. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take my medicine. I'm going to be just fine. My blood pressure's here. I'm going to be just fine. I haven't been having any headaches. I haven't been forgetting. You know, I've just been in a real good, you know, spirit. So I give him all the glory for that.
And I give him the glory with you. And you're doing your breathing exercise, right?
Yes, I really do. And my friend is still here. Hear me say, go breathe.
How is he doing?
He's doing good.
I can't wait to meet him.
I know he said he wants to come down, but he's not, you know, he doesn't know yet if he has to work, but he's trying to make arrangements and preparations to come down. I wanted to ask you, too, because we've been, you know, apart for a while. But it's like every time we get back in connection, it's like, you know, we never stop talking. This will be the third time around he's trying to marry me off again. But each time I always broke it off. And he said, you know, Prophet said, you for me, you my queen. But I just want to, you know, have care and have a good insight that, you know, we're going down the right path because he's getting things straight. You know, he's trying to find a better job to be more stable. And, you know, he's also trying to get, like, into church and he likes speaking to you as well. And, you know, he's trying to find a good direction. So I just want to pray that he stays on a good direction, and I do as well, and it'll have us join, you know, right where we both need to be.
I sense that so strong in my spirit, and that's why we are all connected for that. Father, right now, thank you for Sabrina. Thank you, Lord, for the gentleman that you are causing to evolve. There's a spiritual metamorphosis taking place. He's coming into the fullness of manhood. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given him a heart. Increase his desire for you. Oh, God, let him be like David with his heart that will love you. And, Lord, that both of them will go down the right path. I bind every hindrance of the enemy. I bind every hindering spirit that will hinder what God has planned in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Fabulous.
Well, we love you, and we look forward to it. I know you do. Pastor Gloria is going to – I'm looking for her. She's going to call in, and we're going to get ready and talk about our launching of the ministry. Stay on the air. God bless you, Sabrina.
Bless you, too, and your family, and your son, and all of your family. And we will be seeing you down in Kokomo.
Yes, you will. Praise God. Love you so much. I'll talk to you
next. Love y'all too. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's such a blessing, the people of the Lord. Hallelujah. Such a blessing. Now, let me go to another caller. Praise God. Thank you all for being patient online. Praise God. I have a 952 area code. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. You're on the air.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet. This is Julia.
God bless you, Julia. Praise God for you.
Yes, I just called in for prayer today.
Praise God. Father, I thank you right now that your plan for Julia, and your plan is sure. You're not a God that plays with us. You are serious about our lives as we seek you. Your word declares the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. I thank you, Lord, I decree and declare that Julia has no wants for any good thing. I decree and declare that she mounts up with wings of eagles. She has the ability, oh God, to triumph, oh God, and everything she does, it prospered. Every prayer she prays, it prospered. Oh God, and I thank you for her body, soul, and spirit lining up with the word of God. And she has good health. Oh God, her even as her soul prospered. And oh God, in anything that comes against her, oh God, it flees. When the enemy comes, he flees 10 different ways. In Jesus' mighty name. And bless her seed, her family, and all of her siblings, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Her job, her everything that's concerning Julia, I call it blessed. I call her complete. And I call her blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Julia, God is so good. Glad to hear from you. I have a lot of callers. I'm going to get to them. And you know we're covenant. We talk anytime. Thank you. And be praying for us, okay?
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye. I thank God for that woman. She's so special in the kingdom of God and to us, me and my queen. I have a 985 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Praise God, man of God. How are you?
Oh, my Lord. God bless you. How are you doing?
I am fine. I've been doing intercessory with you.
I know you have, Pastor. This is Pastor Dixon. This is Pastor
Yes,
Dixon.
It is.
It's an honor to have you on the broadcast. And how have you been doing?
I've been blessed and highly favored of God, man of God. God been blessing me every day.
I know he has.
Every day is a blessing, another blessing.
Yes, yes. We are, as you know, we're getting ready to share about the launching, and there's a bus that's going to be leaving. I'm waiting on Pastor Gloria. She may be on, and I'm looking for her. And so help me pray. And so anything you would like to share, woman of God?
Yes, I would just like to say to all of the hearing listeners out there on tonight, I've been listening, and I know God been using a great man of God. I want to encourage them and let them know that God is dealing in you and with you, and whatever you tell them, I would want to tell them, don't doubt this man because God does use him. And I want to say to them as well that I don't care what you're going through on these last days, because believe it or not, we are in the very last days. We are in the end where perilous things shall come. Come on now. But
yes.
I want to say to them on tonight that I want each and every one of them out there in radio land on tonight to call on Jesus for whatever you need him for, whatever you need him to do for you or your family members. I want them to know that why that you can call up him, because yes. Jesus will not forsake you in anything, because he is a friend who stick closer than a brother. And then get an attitude in the end. Get that attitude, not an attitude of hatred, not an attitude of disbelief, not an attitude of angry, but get an attitude and be on the Lord's side. Because we know that when we call up on him, we should not hesitate to call on his name. Even if you might have wandered off and strayed away, Jesus still cares for you, radio listeners. Jesus died for you. Jesus lives for you. For Jesus is at the right hand of God. And we'll find that in Romans 8 and 34. He let us know that. And is always ready to intercede for you. Hebrews 7 and 25, then call on his name. Call him by his name, and he comes quickly. He forgives, he comforts, he brings peace out of a storm. He calms the anguish of your mind, and he quiets your fears. So I would like for you all to know that all power has been given unto him, and all you have to do is call him by his name. And when you call him, call upon him without doubt. Call upon him in perpetual faith, knowing that what you asking him for, he said he'll do it, hallelujah, for those that believe. That's all I want to say to them.
Pastor Marilyn Dixon, y'all, hear those words, heed those words, respond to those words, because Jesus is always there. He
yes.
loves you. He loves us. You want to give your heart to God right now, you call 347-539-5173. We want you to know we're here for you. Woman
yeah.
of God, I thank you for those powerful words. As always, thank God for you. I talked to my good friend. I talked to my good friend about you that I told you have to meet this woman of God. She's going to be with us on the gathering, launching of the ministry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till y'all got the same first name, a different
really?
Last name, but wait till you meet. Oh, my God. And so I told her about you, so we're looking forward to what God has for us in a couple
oh,
weeks.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I tell you, every day I've been praying and asking God, God, this is a new thing for Louisiana, a new thing. I say, Lord, because you sent a new thing to Hammond, let a new thing go back to Kokomo. And I promise you, I promise you, Hammond, Louisiana is coming back to Kokomo in the mighty name of Jesus.
You are sure enough a prophet. I thank God I felt that. Glory to God. Pastor Dixon, that hit me right in the back of my back. I'm telling you, I felt that surge of power.
Praise the Lord. And I was listening to April. I mean, I was listening to Shakita about April.
Yeah.
God done a supernatural healing on April. As you was praying, I seen a change took place on April. April is going to be able to get on this broadcast. No other, but this broadcast, thus say the Lord, and she's going to testify what a miracle that God performed on her. That blood is going into her lungs, but as of this night, God says restore, he will restore back her blood. She's not going to need anymore because God done it. As you asked and prayed over, God done it.
My God. My God.
And for those couples, for that couple, I just want to say to them, hold on. God said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard for the things that he's getting ready to do for you and your mate, okay?
Yes.
God says that just look out for the rest of 2014, and I've seen you too, walking in prosperity, walking in the love of God. Hallelujah. Not only that they're going to see your light, but they're going to see Jesus. Come on. Some family members who never thought that either one of y'all would make it or be anything, they're going to see the transformation.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. God is so awesome.
Yes, yes. You have enriched this night, and Pastor Marilyn Dixon is somebody in the kingdom of God. I thank God for you. Stay with us.
Yes.
Back to you. I'm going to get this other caller. You know we love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, man of God.
Yes, a woman of God.
A prophet of the living God. Yes.
To God be the glory, and so are you. I esteem you higher than myself, Pastor.
Praise God.
Let me get
Thank
this
you.
Call. I love you. Stand by, Pastor.
Okay, I love you too.
Awesome, awesome. That's Pastor Marilyn Dixon. I have a 312 area code. Let me go to this caller now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord Prophet. How are you today?
Oh, this is Cherise. God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you, too. How are you?
Woman of God, we're doing great in Jesus, and I thank you and salute you in the name of the Lord. This woman of God is a powerful woman of God, and I'm talking about with a tangible anointing. She's the sister of Pastor Donald Walton's wife, Angela Walton. The reason I called you, the Holy Spirit dealt with me as I was talking to, as you know, we just returned several days ago from Louisiana in a revival. And we met some fine people there. And I wanted to call you because of the miracle that Jesus did and your great testimony. Can I bring them in? They have I'll let them share with you. And whatever the Holy Spirit shares with you, because I know the anointing in you is real. Could I do that and have you help me with this? Okay, stand by.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for this woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask, I know you're listening, Chiquita and your husband, Gregory, if you could, we have so many callers from the same area code, could you hang up and call right back and press 1? Do that right now so I can bring you in with this woman of God, Cherise Pruitt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woman of God, go ahead and just expound on what God is saying while we bring the other caller in. What has the Lord been saying to you in this hour?
The Lord wants to do, and he is doing, restoration. He's restoring, and he's looking for a platform to do it. And what that means is he's looking for somebody that know that he will do it, have faith to believe that he can do it, and that will allow him to do it. Ha, glory.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. And I've just been dealing with that for myself and believing and trusting in God, using just the little faith. And he said faith as a mustard seed can move mountains. And I've been praying and fasting and asking God to build my faith even the more on some things that I know he will do for me. So I just believe in this time, and it's 2014, God is just looking for a platform to show up and show out. Just be willing. Be hungry and thirsty enough for the Lord to do whatever it is you want him to do, because he wants to do it. And we're in the last days and in the last hours. So he's seeking out to do it. It's not as weird that none should perish. He said, in the last day, I'll pour my spirit out upon all flesh. So he wants to do it. Whatever it is, God, he wants to heal, like never before. He wants to stop shackled. He wants to set free like never before. He wants to pull us from out of a mock mountain of clay and bring us up on top, take us from rags to riches. It's hot, Shabbat. The sky is the limit. And it is all done by faith, believing that God will do it. My Lord.
You know, that was amazing and powerful, what you just said.
God.
Oh, that was amazing.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And from your experience with God, and I've seen the Lord's hand on you, it is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, this family, so anointed. And I've seen you just begin to speak. And we were in a revival there in Lafayette with a good friend, Pastor Jones. And you began to testify, and I'm still yet talking about that. And
Hello.
It said, you begin to open your mouth and you begin to speak what thus saith the Lord. And although you were just testifying of his goodness, that it's like the Holy Spirit just showered down on us. Tell us about having fellowship with the Holy Spirit and what it does when we really take the Holy Spirit for what it is.
In my experience of being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and that's God living on the inside of us, it takes you to a whole other level. It gives you a want-to spirit. It puts a want-to in you. You want to live right. You want to praise. You want to worship. You want to repent. And it's for all of us. It says in the book of Acts 2:38. And so my experience with that is so impressive on how God took a nobody, little me, hallelujah, my unrighteous soul, and allowed me to repent, clean me up, hallelujah, fill me with the Holy Spirit, my God, hallelujah. Now I have rights, hallelujah. He's now obligated to see about his daughter. My Lord, when I was going through my sickness, I didn't have to think about it. As long as I had repentance, I had Christ. Because that repentance gets God's attention. It says, Lord, I'm not going to do it again. Repent means don't repeat. I've done that thing, and I won't do that thing again. I'm not going to do it no more, Lord, because I love you that much. So repentance gets God's attention. And when we did that, God started doing things for us. Well, when I was going through, the doctor said I had cancer. And when I was going through the process, in 06, I was hemorrhaging real bad. They didn't understand why. They did some things to try to stop it. It did not stop. We never found out what was going on. My father died in 2007. I had to go in the hospital for a blood transfusion. 2008, 2009, my brother died. Back in the hospital again. Then to 10 and 11. And,
yes.
And we found out in 2012.
1 minute, woman of God. 1 minute, woman of God. Woman of God. I want to hold you there because that's why I called you. Stand by. I'm going to bring in the woman of God and her husband, Chiquita. Okay? Stand by.
Yes, sir.
Chiquita?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Thank God for you. I have my good friend, Cherise Pruitt. She's on the air with us. God bless you.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you? I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
The reason I brought her on because, Cherise, we were talking about April, and I'm going to have Chiquita... her husband and her, I'm going to have Chiquita talk about April, and then I'm going to ask you to let her know about the miracle, and then if you would just minister to her. Go ahead, Chiquita.
Hi, April has been struggling with cancer for 4 years now, and now they sent her to MD Anderson, and that was like a last resort. The tumor is growing, but they're trying to stop the growth. And yesterday, she's been spitting up so much blood. They've been giving blood every other day. But she keeps losing so much of blood, they didn't know where the blood was going. So yesterday, she was, like I say, she lost a lot of blood. And they're trying to do a stem cell to try to take all the cancer out. But they can't get to it because of she keeps losing blood. So we're praying for a recovery, a miracle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna give you my testimony, and if the prophet don't mind, I'm gonna pray with you. My testimony is I too was hemorrhaging bad.
I've been hemorrhaging for a long time. 2006, I decided to do something about it.
Amen.
They did not know what it was. They didn't know what was going on with my body. They kept taking me through tests, and they tried to figure out what was happening, and they couldn't. Things started happening in 2007. My dad died. 2008, something happened. 2009, my brother died. Well, 2012, HaShabbat, 2012, they found out that I had cancer. And
yes,
they found out that the, hallelujah, they found out that the cancer was sitting, and I'm just going to say this to you because I want to help you. I never tell exactly where it is. I'm going to tell you where it's at. It was sitting in the uterus. It was sitting dead in the uterus. And they when they did the test, they began to tell me how it was oversized, it was this, it was that, and how all the things that was going wrong, and how my sister went to a meeting one night, hallelujah, and the prophet began to tell her exactly what God was going to do for my body. And he said the word that I was going to be healed. And that when they found it, it was going to be surprising. And I can't give you every detail of how he said, you shut up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, in 2012, they found out what was going on. They started taking me through tests. Then at the end of 2012, they wanted to put a rush on everything. And I said, no, God is able. And they began to tell me this, that, that. In 2013, they decided they're going to do the surgery. Hallelujah.
Crazy.
And during that, before all that, ma'am, I was going through blood transfusion like crazy. I went through so many blood transfusions. I started telling God, that's your DNA, and I'm going to need you to cover it under your DNA. Hallelujah.
All right.
Because I just didn't know what was going on. And so I shut up. Hallelujah. I didn't know that the Lord was building me up for what he was about to do for me through the prophet. Hallelujah. But in 2013, they said, we're going to do the surgery. And they did the surgery. When they went to do the surgery, they removed everything. And they were so shocked. They thought they did something wrong. They came out and took pictures. They told my sister, my friend, and they told them, we messed up, whatever, this is not right. It was pink. It was beautiful. We didn't know what was going on.
Yes,
it came and they were telling me about it the next day. We remembered we didn't have to do it, and this and that. But let me tell you about God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next day after they told me about it, and they begin to dissect it, and they see what really happened and why they didn't see what they saw before they did the surgery. Well, God hid it. When they opened it up, when it went through the seventh layer, there was a ball by the size of a tennis ball, and it was sitting in there, and it was cancerous. But let me God told cancer, don't you say it? Don't you leave? Don't you agitate your organs? Don't you cut up on their bloodline and their blood cells? Don't you even mess with the heart?
Yes.
He comes in with a little seal.
Yes.
He took
yes.
on a ration diet, and he begins to show me how to feed my blood cells to keep them strengthened. God will tell you what to do with your body so you can get the glory. When they
yes.
got through, my doctor told me these words. She said, I don't understand why this cancer been spread. I don't understand
Ooh.
Why you're not dead.
I said, well, you are forgiven.
So the fact that you give me, you are forgiven. The Bible
yes.
said, I shall live and not die, and God did just that. He
Thank
said, by his stripes I am healed, and he did just that. So I
yes.
am encouraging you on today, sister. You
Thank
tell
God.
April these words. And she is a believer. And she got faith at least as a mustard seed. She can
yes,
make it. He called her, saw y'all do it. God is not a respectable person. He will do it. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what the doctor says. We have to trust God.
Yes.
We have to do not be afraid, my sister. We do what the doctor says. We take the medicine that they give us. But the healer is somehow willing to do it. Now, Lord, let it manifest itself shall be to you according to your faith. Yes,
hallelujah. Everyone begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Everyone begin to praise God. Father, we praise you. Thank you for the miracle. We give you all the glory and all the honor to your name. And we know that it's God. We have a covenant agreement that April is made whole. Not only healed, but made whole.
Yes, Lord.
Cerise, my dear sister, we thank you. And we bless you for coming on the broadcast and sharing and giving God, only God, the glory. I wanted to do this for Chiquita. What do you sense now? I'm telling you, if I knew one sister that's going to tell it like a T.I. is, it's Cherise.
Oh, she told it like it T.I. is, and I feel God was over there at the hospital, and he touched and he healed my sister. I believe she's coming home healed. I believe that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I believe it.
We will have a testimony here on Prophecy Alive, and if we give him, we praise him in advance. We know that it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Cherise Pruitt, our family, thank you for being you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to seeing. Yes, go ahead.
Real quick. If you can speak the word over your sister every day in her ear or touch her, just speak the word. Get the Bible. Look it up, find scriptures, and speak the word, and God will honor the word.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you.
God. Isn't that amazing? Oh,
that was amazing. That was beautiful. I wish she could have heard it, but I know she felt it.
I believe that whole place is shaking.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank God for you. Thank you so much, and we will be sharing more with you, and we look forward to testimony. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, God is doing something. He's so marvelous. He is so marvelous. Oh, if I could just tell you how the goodness of the Lord is, and we bless his name, and we thank God for that great testimony. I want to share with you some information, and I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. I'll tell you, there are people shouting and praising God in their homes right now. I thank God for it. I thank God for it in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I thank God for what I sense by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Whew. I have a 919 area code. Let me go to this caller now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to the broadcast, and I had a problem. I had an issue with just hearing them and praising God and thinking about my friend I was calling about. It makes you just don't even want to ask the question no more.
You know what
just
that means?
Just believing and knowing.
Yeah.
Huh?
That means God has done it for you.
All I can say, I thank God.
That's all we can say.
That's all I can say. I thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Prophet. You have a nice night.
You too. God bless you. That was awesome. God is so good. He's so worthy of all praises. What can we do with the great God that we have? Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. Why wouldn't you want to serve, and not only serve, but he says in St. John 15, henceforth I call you no more servants, but I call you friends. For a friend knows what the Lord has planned. We're more than servants now. We are friends. What a fellowship we have with Christ. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gathering, the opening of the gathering ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana. Now I want you to know that God is moving by his spirit. And I want to let you all know that we have a bus coming from Hammond, Louisiana. And take this number down if you have any questions concerning you live in the surrounding areas. Call me, and I will put you in touch with Pastor Gloria Frightson, 317-832-0131. Again, 317-832-0131. You can get in touch with me on Facebook, and however you want to get in touch with me, call, and we want to put you in contact. This is March coming up, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. The services, the celebration of the launching of this ministry that the Lord has committed unto us as stewards in his vineyard, it will be held all 3 days, March 28th, 29th, 30th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at Grace Memorial Institutional Church. The address is 1417 1417 North Delphos, Delphos Street. And here in Kokomo, Indiana, the zip code is 46901. You can go to mapquest.com or Bing Maps, BingMaps.com for directions. We have lodging, accommodations, Hampton Inn and Suites here in Kokomo, Indiana. That address is 2920 South Reed, R-E-E-D, Road. Also in Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. That number is 765-455-2900. You can reference the group code GMI. They will give you the pricing and the information. Also, we have another hotel information. Comfort Inn will be available. That's 522 Essex Drive, E-S-S-E-X Drive, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. That number is 765-452-5050. And the amount for standard king and one queen bed is $63.75 plus tax. For two queen beds, $67.15 plus tax. You reference the Gathering Ministries. We can let you know also about Days Inn and Suites, 3980 South Reed Road, Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. That number is 765-453-7100. And we're going to get you all of that information. We can let you know about the different hotels and their rates. And all you have to do is call 317-832-0131, and we will direct you to the bus that's leaving from Hammond, Louisiana, with Pastor Gloria Frightson. Once you call 317-832-0131, you will get all of the information. We will be posting the different information. And you all that we've sent letters to, you will be getting electronically through the networks. You will be getting more information. You will not want for information. I must say this. Call that number, 317-832-0131, and we will give you more information about March 28, 29, 30th. Cannot wait to see you all. The power of God will be evident. God is doing a new thing. We're praying for pastors. We will have many pastors and friends from our life and ministry that will be there. And also, every day we're getting calls from out of state, and you that are interested in, that are coming in volunteering, also call that number, 317-832-0131, so you can help us in the particular things that we will be doing, volunteering, doorkeepers, and so forth. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you. All of you. My Queen Katrina and I are happy, and we are following the vision that God has given us. Time will not allow our life and our walk and where God has brought us from. But we know one thing. God is first. God is first. And we will not fail. We thank God for the people of God. And let me go to another call here. I have a 513 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. 513 area code. God bless you. How are you?
Doing good, Prophet.
Yes. Whom am I speaking to?
You're Prophet Roper.
God bless you, son. How are you doing, man of God?
Doing good, doing good.
God, what's in your spirit tonight?
Well, basically, this is for someone. I had this on my, it's been in my spirit all day. For someone that's dealing with problems in their marriage.
Yes.
First off, I believe that for a marriage to work and be solid, there has to be a trust between you and your wife.
Yes.
God showed me that in my spirit, that it's a marriage, it's a couple, particularly, and I talk to that's still not seeing eye to eye, and God needs them to be in direct contact. He also needs for people, This is for the church now. He needs for people to be obedient, because if you can't be obedient to the man and woman of God, how can you expect for God to bless you in the small things you do want?
Praise God.
And so God was dealing with me on obedience, and he just said to tell the people that are coming under the gathering, and Apostle Owens being his queen, to be obedient. Don't do anything out of the necessary that you know you don't need to be doing unless you've been instructed to do it. So that is what God has given me for the people on tonight. You have to stand strong. You have to stand firm. You don't have time to play Russian roulette with your soul and play with the devil and let him take you out of here. And
my
so
God.
It's just time to get it right, and holiness is your right.
Wow. Amen. Man of God. Thank you for those solid words, sound words, and follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see God. I thank you so much. Calling us out of, where are you calling us? Out of Florida.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to also seeing you. I know you heard the information, and you blessed my life when I saw you face to face. There in Louisiana, and you flew in, and God knows you've been in my heart, in my spirit, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life and how he is raising you. And I thank you for being authentic and real. And that word, please heed that word concerning marriage and concerning the kingdom of God. And I thank you so much, man of God, Prophet Roper.
And, Prophet, if you don't mind,
go ahead.
Can you
ahead.
Send me that information via Facebook?
I'm going to send you everything. I promise you.
Yes, sir.
I'll send you everything. And thank you so much for being you. You'll get that tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God is so good. I thank God for what he has done. I have a 267 area code. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
You're my friend on Facebook. Thank you for the encouragement of putting my face up there.
Oh, Barbara.
Yes. It's a pleasure to be able to speak to you today. God bless you and your wife.
Thank you, Barbara. It is such an honor for you to call in, and I salute you in Christ. And I told my queen, I said, the Lord said, tell her to reveal herself. And such a beautiful portrait of you. And your life is going through great changes for the better. And I thank God for being a part of the harvest that I see through the Spirit concerning you. You are such a jewel in the kingdom of God. And I want you to know that my queen and I and our staff are praying for you, and we know that all is well in every area. Everybody might not understand the change, but that's all right, because the change is good.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank you so much for that. I really do. And, you know, just like the things that I go through with the change that I had an abusive ex-husband, and he almost broke my neck. And I go through cervical, I have cervical problems, but the Lord still allows me to maintain and do what I have to do, shoveling snow, moving things around. But I
wow.
enjoy what God allows me to do. And he gives me the strength to do what I have to do. And also that I get severe head pains. It all derives on my right side up into my head. And I have to be still. And I thank God, because I just say when I'm down, I'm still going continuously to praise the Lord and thank him for it all. Also, with the pain that's starting now in my right side, it just radiates up and down into my right side. But I said, okay, God, I'm going to still be obedient to you and do what I have to do, because I know that he is my great physician. And that's where I'm going to leave that, in God's hands. And I'm being obedient to the Lord and do what I have to do. And I thank God.
That is so powerful, what you said. At the beginning of this broadcast, I saw a woman with excruciating pain. I and my queen enter into a covenant prayer with you, and we see your faith and we see your strength. You have the right spirit for a miracle. And it's already done. We thank God for the peace that he's put in your body. Thank God for the peace in your body, in your blood, in your circulation. Lord, restructure the bones. God is saying to me, Barbara, that he's doing a resetting of your anatomy. Hear me now. He's resetting. You know how you go on the computer and you reset it, or you start it over and it returns to the factory reset? God said, I'm calling your body to return like I originally planned it and made it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
My God. My God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
My God. My God.
Thank you so much.
Huh. To God be the glory for this one.
You're going to make me get up here and dance now, my friend.
I know. I can feel the vibration of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, I thank you.
Can
so
I give
much,
you a token? Can I give you a token?
Yes.
In my office, I want to tell you something. Connection between your father and your mother and your healing. I know my God. I hear you, Lord. There's a healing that's taking place. You know how Jesus' body was crucified for us?
Yes.
Although the evil has passed, and God healed every scar.
Yes.
The Lord is telling me that you are the sacrificial, like a sacrifice.
Mm.
And God is saying, Hebrews 13:8, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God said he used you and allowed you to experience the pain. And God's saying he's going in the past and he has healed the generation before you. And he's bringing it into the present.
Oh,
he's manifesting his glory, oh God, in the present and in the future. And through your sufferings, many women in your generation would be spared. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I don't know who this is, but there's a name, Lewis.
No, I don't know.
No, it's okay, Mother. People usually don't, but listen to me. There's a Lewis or Louise. The Lord is telling me that he's getting ready to bring people in your life, and they're going to have a word in their mouth. One is a Lewis, and the other one is a Louise. And you're going to experience great revelations here in the coming days. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you. My friend, I thank you so much. May God continuously to use you in a mighty way. I love you, my friend, and I thank you so much.
I love you, too. Shalom to you.
Oh, God bless you.
Bless you. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God for that great woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, when God, I get very quiet, and I don't mean to, but there's a move of God taking place right now in your life. Right now, you're listening, and we are here. And God is moving. He's moving for you. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about your trouble. The Lord is healing your family, your husband, your children. He's healing and reuniting families. I said God is healing the families. You see, that's where his covenant comes into. God is healing. He's healing. Even now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Karababu de Bashanda. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something to you that I read this morning before I let you all go. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, listen to verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them who perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God, the preaching of the word. The preaching of the cross to those who perish is foolish. But to us who are saved, we know it's the power of God. Verse 19 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is, verse 20, the wise? Where is the wise? And where is the scribe, where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Look around you. Worldly wisdom looks so pitiful now. You see it in the government. Every area that man feels he's wise without God is looking pretty bad now. But verse 21, listen. For after that, in the wisdom of God, in God's wisdom, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, the Jews a stumbling block, listen, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Hallelujah. Watch this, verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Listen to this, y'all. Verse 26 of 1 Corinthians. Listen, chapter 1. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But listen to this. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yes, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. I read that because I want you to understand what God is doing, not about to do, what God is doing. He is raising up people who are willing, not only with their lips to give God the glory, but with their hearts, with their minds, with their thinking to give God the glory. He is removing the Saul church. You better listen. The ministries of jealousy, the ministries of hatred. God's done with it. God said in his word, repent. Repent. I repent. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways. I seek the face of God. I must. It's a privilege to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I'm not even worried about being exalted. I just believe that when we humble ourselves under his hand, he does the rest. It is the Lord that builds the house. All labor is in vain without the Lord. There's no need of pride or arrogance in the kingdom of God, for the harvest is ready. God's going to have a harvest, whether we believe it or not. For Yah, Yeshua, the mighty God of all possibility, is on the scene to do great things in the earth. Prepare for what God has. He has a harvest. The enemy has lost. the glory of the Lord fills the earth. And we're about to see more souls saved than ever in the history of the church. God is restoring that which the cankerworm has eaten. Be restored, ladies and gentlemen, the faith of God. God bless you. I love you. Thank God for all of you. Until tomorrow night, God bless you.
God bless you. I'm Roderick Owensby. I'm here with my queen, Katrina Owensby.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
This event will be held at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphus Street, 46901. Pastor M.L. Hall, Jr., which will be host and speaker on Friday night at 7 p.m. Listen to this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If greatness can be achieved, then excellence is even better. Everything that we say and do, we want it to be Christ-like.
On that Saturday night at 7 p.m., the pastor of Truth Gospel Tabernacle here in Kokomo, Indiana, none other than William Price, Jr. Listen to this.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm being conformed, being transformed at the same time. My mind is being renewed. Listen to this. I hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
And on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., my husband, Senior Apostle and Prophet of the Gathering Ministries, will bring a profound word from heaven. God is going to release an awesome word at 14 years of age. On June 25th, 1978, my husband began his ministry under Bishop M.L. Hall, Sr., and now his time has come. Listen to this.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. But see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. But whatever he does, I trust you. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Standard king rooms or two queen bedrooms are $99 plus tax per night. And if you would like a king suite, it's $119 plus tax per night. Again, standard king or two queen beds, that's $99 plus tax per night. And for a king suite, that's $119 plus tax per night.
There is a global ushering in of the glory of God concerning family. You know, God is reuniting families together, and we thank God for it.
We will see you there.
God bless you.